While humans may not be facing extinction yet, there is one business that has been dying a slow death, your local video store. With Netflix and other online viewing options growing ever more popular, it's become rare to see an old-fashioned video rental store. But the Video Room on Piedmont Avenue in Oakland has escaped the fate of many of its competitors. It's been going strong for 30 years now. KALW's Dora Finkelstein dropped in to see what's showing.
My name is Joseph Flum. I started the store in 1983.
My name is Bill Wiedemeyer. I'm the manager of the store, and I've been here for 15 years.
We started at College Point. We moved over to Piedmont Avenue 10 years later, and then we moved to this spot 5 years after that. So we've been here over 20 years. We first started out as a Laserdisc store.
Another bright idea from Magnavox.
And that was a failure, so we added VHS tape.
Another Panasonic experience just slightly ahead of our time.
And we moved over to DVDs and Blu-rays now.
With pristine 1080p pictures and superior high-definition surround sound.
One of the reasons for our success is that we've always been, tried to be, on the cutting edge of the industry.
When we started here in 1983, within a few months, Blockbuster opened about a half a mile from us, and we suffered greatly.
Well, that wasn't in 1983, Joe. No, I think that was in about 10 years after that. When they did come in, we did lose some customers to Blockbuster. And, of course, now those customers have lost Blockbuster, which is too bad, but some of them are coming back to us.
Okay, and even though you don't want me to ask you it, I'm going to ask you what your favorite movie is.
There's too many to choose from, but My Fair Lady.
Just you wait, Henry Higgins, just you wait. You'll be sorry, but your tears will be too late.
I'll give you three favorite movies. Dinner with Andre, which is a conversation between two gentlemen in a restaurant.
Tell me, why do we require a trip to Mount Everest in order to be able to perceive one moment of reality? I mean, is Mount Everest more real than New York? I mean, isn't New York real?
I think Matrix is my favorite sort of blockbuster, computer-generated movie in the last several years.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain.
And I'm a very big, large Terrence Malick fan, and so I would have to say, of his movies, I like The Thin Red Line the best.
What difference do you think you can make one single man in all this madness?
Thirty years is a long time, and there's probably no other video stores that have been in business as long, to be honest with you. And they are, as you know, becoming an anachronistic business. They are slowly, but inevitably, it seems, fading. But we intend to be the last one standing, and we're now, our motto is 30 plus, and next year it'll be 30 plus one, and then it'll be 30 plus two, and as long as we can stay open, we will. We're a neighborhood store, and all the customers are our neighbors. And we enjoy talking to them and servicing them, and there's really nothing hard about this job at all. I'm surprised I'm even paid, as a matter of fact.